Likely Stories is back on KWBU. We are welcoming a variety of local voracious readers to share their thoughts on what they've been reading. Elizabeth Barnhill is the adult book buyer at Waco's independent bookshop, Fabled. Her book recommendations can be found at Waco Reads on Instagram.
I'm going to start this brand new chapter of Likely Stories with my favorite book so far of 2023. That is Hello Beautiful by Anne Napolitano. Anne had a breakout hit a few years ago with Dear Edward, that is now an Apple TV Plus series. I adored that book and was excited to read her follow-up, Hello Beautiful. I am pleased to say that I love it even more than Dear Edward. Our main character is William. He is severely neglected by apathetic parents dealing with unimaginable grief uniquely described in the first few sentences of the book. For the first 6 days of William Waters' life, he was not an only child. He had a 3-year-old sister, a redhead named Caroline. There were silent home movies of Caroline in which William's father looked like he was laughing, a sight William never saw again. William discovers basketball and practiced relentlessly as a balm to his loneliness, which was an auspicious choice because he grew to 6'7" tall in high school. William receives a basketball scholarship to attend Northwestern, where he meets and falls in love with Julia, the oldest of 4 sisters. Julia, a smart and tenacious young woman, loves William's quiet steadiness. They were the embodiment of opposites attract. With Julia comes her warm and loud family. She is inseparable from her 3 younger sisters, who we get to know and love throughout the novel. And her father is one of my favorite characters, who always greets his girls with the loving, "Hello, beautiful." Each chapter in this 383-page family drama spans a short length of time, which adds up to over 30 years of love and pain. Chock full of betrayal, forbidden love, sisterly bonds, sports psychology, and so much more, I would recommend this book to lovers of character-driven fiction, family drama, and Little Women. Hello Beautiful is actually an homage to Little Women with the loving and varied personalities of the 4 sisters, but certainly not a direct retelling. I love a redemptive story, and the last page of this novel left me breathless. Napolitano's tone feels like a warm blanket that left a haunting ache in my heart. Oprah loved this book so much that she chose it as her 100th book club pick. Anne Napolitano lives in New York City and has attended and taught in MFA programs there. She will be speaking at the Dallas Museum of Art on June the 6th. I hope you pick up a copy and enjoy it as much as I did. Until the next episode of Likely Stories, I wish you a pile of good books and a cozy reading spot.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. This and past segments can be found on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.